Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions.
I have a confession to make. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Psalm 51, verses 5 to 7. One of the joys of opening up the pages of the scriptures with someone who is not overly familiar with them is when they come to the realization just how real life these accounts are. I have lost count how many times I have heard an expression like this, "Pastor, these people weren't always so good, were they?" Or this one with a bit of brutal honesty, "Pastor, I'm not any better than them, am I?" Go ahead and read the context for Psalm 51, 2 Samuel chapters 11 and following. Go ahead and get angry with what David did, a man after the Lord's heart whose life story would earn a TV MA rating on Netflix. Go ahead and ask, how could David, in righteous indignation? And when you're done going down that road with the Ten Commandments by your side, go ahead and ask, not how could David, but how could I? Surely I was sinful from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. And with thanks to Professors Mark Pauschen and Ken Tierney and Dan Deutschlander, the latter of whom now rests from his labors, for I think I heard it from all three at one point or another. The sin you are capable of, you have done. Conceived in sin, our actions have given evidence of the fact. Surely I was sinful at birth. And David continues, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise. How could David? How could you? How could I? How could God? This is God's mercy on display. He does not despise your broken heart. He does not turn a deaf ear to your confession. He does not delight in the death of sinners. He rejoices in cleansing you, washing you, forgiving you. We pray, cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.